It is time for our weekly visit with Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, and get an update on some of these markets. Roy, just bring us through this holiday season. What have the markets done lately?
It was real interesting. Yesterday we had a tremendously strong rally in both the corn and soybeans, but especially soybeans were, cash was up about 35 cents, futures up about 40 cents, and corn wasn't up quite so much. It was up about 8 cents, so it didn't take very long for the traders to discount the holidays and jump right on board. The market on Thursday wasn't quite as strong. It took a little bit of a breather. Corn was still up a little bit, but beans were down about 8. All in all, still a good week.
Now, I noticed the basis, especially in soybeans, that's narrowed now, 65, 70 cents or so. Are processors looking for some beans now?
Well, you'd think so. Now, here locally, our basis has widened out again, or did widen out a little bit Wednesday after that 40 cent a bushel rally. I'm kind of up in the air about whether there's any meaning to that or not, because we have had a really nice run up in basis, and usually when the price is so, futures price is so strong, the cash price back, or the basis backs off a little bit, and I think that's what happened on Wednesday.
Now, we were talking before we went on the air here, and you made a comment that there's a lot of risk right now holding on to beans at these levels.
There is. We're at 30-year highs in the bean market. Cash beans over $11 probably everywhere in the state of Nebraska, and corn 4.25 is the highest it's been since back in 96, so that's about 11 years. Everybody's bullish. Everybody's excited about where these markets are going, and that's what worries me a little bit. And if you're still sitting on all of your 2007 crop, you need to consider, you know, what the risk is of this thing turning around and going down, and how much good those good prices will do on your cash flow. And you know, I've got quite a few of my beans sold, most of my beans sold, and a little bit of the corn priced. And I think at these prices, you just have to think about feeding a little bit of it into the market from time to time.
So, Roy, some may say you don't necessarily have to price all of your production, just get some of it sold, huh?
That's for sure. These incremental sales have been a good strategy for a long time, and under conditions like this, especially if you haven't made very many sales, $11.20 for cash soybeans still gives you some bragging rights, and if it goes on up, why, you've got some more to sell.
All right, thank you very much there, Roy. One other thing we need to talk about, and that's some Winning the Game programs are in the works right now.
The marketing team from the University of Nebraska Cooperative Extension Service, of which I am a part, is just in the process of doing the training and starting to put together the Winning the Game workshops for this winter. And so if we don't have any scheduled yet, but if you're interested in having one of those in your community, you need to talk to your extension educator and get it on the schedule, because we'll be getting real busy doing that the last half of January and the month of February.
All right, very good. Thank you much. For folks that want to get more information, a couple of ways to do that, right?
Roy@soyroy.com is my email address. Soyroy.com, my website. And happy New Year to everybody.
All right, thank you very much, Soy Roy. Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, and an update on items influencing the market here on 840 KTIC.